Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to do something that can instantly make a jungle or DNB section feel way more intentional. We're going to glue an amen style air horn hit into the groove so it feels like it belongs in the break, not sitting awkwardly on top of it. This is the difference between a random sample drop and a proper hype moment. We're talking rhythm, swing, tone, space, movement, and arrangement thinking all working together. First, set the foundation with a solid amen loop. I'd start around 170 to 174 BPM for that classic jungle energy. Drop in your amen break, then warp it carefully. If it's a detailed, tonal break, Complex Pro can work well. If it's more percussive and chopped, Beats is usually cleaner. Keep the loop tight, usually one or two bars, and line it up so it's ready to breathe with the groove. Now, before we even touch the horn, let's give the break some feel. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing groove, something in the range of 57 to 62% if you want that MPC style bounce, or a lighter Ableton swing if you want it a bit cleaner. The big thing here is subtlety. You don't want the break to wobble. You want it to lean, a little timing percentage, a touch of random if needed, and very light velocity movement is usually enough. Next up, choose your air horn. You want something short, aggressive, and readable. A classic reggae-style horn sample is perfect. A synthetic horn stab can work too, as long as it has attitude. If the sample is too long, trim the tail or add a quick fade. If it's too thin, give it some body with saturation or layer a low mid brass hit underneath. The goal is not just loudness. The goal is presence. Now comes the most important part, placement. Don't just throw the horn on beat one because that's the obvious move. In jungle, the best accents often feel better when they push against the drum phrase instead of sitting neatly on top of it. Try placing the horn just after a snare or a hair behind the downbeat so it has that little bit of swagger. You can also use it as a pickup into the next bar, maybe on the last 8th note or 16th note before the phrase turns over. Or try an off-grid call and response placement, like the end of 2 or the second half of beat 3. That kind of placement makes the horn feel like it's talking to the break. Now let's make the horn actually swing with the amen. This is where the glue happens. If the sample feels stiff, nudge it by ear. Sometimes just 5 to 20 milliseconds late can make it sit better in a busy jungle groove. Other times, a slight early nudge gives it more urgency. The point is to listen in context. A horn can sound perfect in solo and still feel wrong once the drums are moving. If the horn is MIDI triggered, you can also apply the same groove as the break and keep the timing amount fairly light. If it's audio, you can still use the groove pool on the audio clip and audition different swing feels. One really useful advanced move is to make a ghost swing layer, duplicate the horn, keep the main hit strong, and add a very quiet delayed copy with simple delay or echo. That tiny offset creates a swung tail that feels like it belongs in the rhythm, especially in a dense breakbeat context. Now let's build a proper processing chain. I'd recommend putting the horn inside an audio effect rack, so you can save it and control it with macros later. Start with utility, if you need to control width or keep the low end focused. Then EQ8, high pass the horn somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it's not fighting the drums or bass. If it's muddy, dip a little in the 300 to 600 Hz range. If you need more cut, gently lift around 2 to 5 Khz, but don't overdo it. You want the horn to pop, not shred your ears. After that, saturator is your friend. A little drive goes a long way here. You're not trying to destroy it. You're trying to thicken it and make it feel audible over the break. Soft clip can help catch peaks and add attitude. Then a light drum bus can add more punch and grit if needed. Be careful with boom on a horn, though. Usually you want that low-end energy under control unless you're going for a huge sub-brass effect. For motion, auto filter is excellent. A slow low pass move or a band pass sweep can make the horn feel more alive across the arrangement. Then add echo for a short slap or a rhythmic throw. Keep the feedback low so you don't clutter the groove, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the main hit. Reverb should stay tight. Think short room or small plate, maybe around half a second to a second or so, with a little pre-delay to keep the attack intact. Jungle wants energy, not wash. And if the horn is peaking too hard, catch it with a limiter, but only lightly. Now let's make room for it in the break. This is where a lot of people just turn the horn up, but that's not always the answer. If the horn and amen are fighting, carve a little space in the drum bus. A small dip in the break around the horn's presence range can help a lot. You can also sidechain the drum bus slightly from the horn with a compressor. You only need a couple dB of gain reduction. Keep the attack fast and the release quick to medium. The idea is not obvious pumping. The idea is clarity. Another advanced option is to use subtle tonal shaping on the drums only when the horn lands, so the horn gets its own pocket. That's a very producer who thinks an arrangement move, and it makes the whole section feel more expensive. Now for arrangement. This is where the horn goes from being a sound effect to being a phrase tool. Think in terms of section energy. Maybe the first few bars let the drums and bass establish the pocket with no horn at all. Then the horn appears as a single punctuation mark. Later, it comes back with delay or filtering. Then it opens up fully on a drop or transition. That progression gives the listener a sense that something is building, even if the sample itself never changes. A great trick is to use contrast as glue. Start the horn a little drier and narrower, then open it up over time. It'll feel more integrated because the ear hears movement as development. You can automate the reverb send, the echo feedback, the filter cutoff, and even the width. A horn that starts restrained and ends wide and dirty feels like it belongs to the arrangement arc. If you want to get more advanced, try dual time placement. Put one horn hit slightly behind the pulse, then add a quieter pickup hit slightly early. That push-pull can make the groove feel unstable in a good way, which is very jungle. Or pair the horn with a rimshot, tom, or chopped break accent so it answers a percussion phrase. That call and response approach is classic and super effective. You can also break the horn itself into pieces. Slice it into two or three parts and reassemble it with tiny gaps. That can make it feel like it's part of the break rather than a separate instrument. If you want more density, build a pressure layer underneath the main horn with heavy filtering and a little distortion at low volume. It's a great way to make the hit feel bigger without making it obviously louder. Once the horn and the amen are working together, resample the result. Seriously, this is a huge workflow win. Route the horn and break combo to a new audio track, record a bar or two, then trim and warp that resampled audio. Now you have a single arrangement element that already contains the groove and the attitude. You can drop it into fills, transitions, or section changes, and it'll instantly sound cohesive. A few things to avoid. Don't place the horn exactly on the grid every time. That's one of the fastest ways to make it feel stiff. Don't drown it in reverb. That kills the punch. Don't let it fight the snare. And don't make it super wide too early if the rest of the track is still tight and centered. Also, don't overprocess the transient. An air horn needs attack. Too much compression can make it lose its personality. If you want the darker, heavier DNB version, think about filtering more than volume. Darken the top end slightly. Add grit before the delay so the repeats sound integrated. Use a short reverse pre-hit if you want a little lift into the drop. And keep the low mids controlled with utility, so the center of the mix stays strong. For the practice exercise, build a 4-bar phrase at 172 BPM with a swung amen loop and place the horn in a couple of different rhythmic positions. Process it with EQ, saturator, echo, and utility. Automate the filter and delay feedback across the phrase. Then resample it and compare a version with exact grid placement, a version nudged slightly late, and a version with swing applied. Listen for which one feels most like it's actually part of the jungle conversation. The big takeaway is this. The horn should feel like a rhythmic event inside the break, not a random interruption. When the placement is right, the swing is right, and the processing is just enough, that air horn stops being a sample and starts being a weaponized arrangement moment. And that is proper jungle pressure. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more energetic YouTube-style script, or a step-by-step on-screen tutorial script.